Sportsman's groups in the Sheridan region donate big to pheasant hunters and mule deer hunters. That's next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Hunters in the Sheridan region had new infrastructure to assist their pursuits of game birds, big game, and small game this fall. The Sheridan-Johnson County chapter of Pheasants Forever donated two metal fence ladders for use at Sheridan Walk-In Area No. 2. The 1,894-acre walk-in area has been stocked annually with pheasants from the Sheridan Bird Farm for many years, and it's a popular area with hunters. Sheridan Region Access Yes Coordinator Troy Tobiasen says it's one of the walk-in areas in Sheridan County where hunters have to cross fences to continue hunting the area. He says these ladders help make it safer and easier for all hunters to get across the fences carrying their firearms and enjoying the area. The project initiated by Pheasants Forever member Matt Parker with Brian Freed and Pheasants Forever coordinating wildlife biologist Lynette Sutphin helping deliver and install the ladders in early November. Well, for the second year, big game hunters at the Fort Phil Kearny Hunter Management Area used three hunting blinds donated by the Mule Deer Foundation. Tobiasen says these blinds provide a safe, comfortable place for hunters to hunt. He says they allow more hunters to use the HMA and direct these hunters to harvest animals in a safe direction. He says they've been a great addition to the Fort Phil Kearny Hunter Management Area. We appreciate the Mule Deer Foundation's donation and support of the Access Yes program. Well, after a career spanning more than two decades, Wyoming Game and Fish Department Chief Game Warden Rick King has retired from Game and Fish. King started with the Game and Fish as an enforcement aide in 1998, going on then to serve as a game warden at many duty stations across the state. He was Lovell Game Warden when he was promoted in 2011 to the Laramie Regional Wildlife Supervisor position. In 2019, King then became Chief of the Wildlife Division. Also in 2019, King received the Director's Award, the highest honor bestowed within Game and Fish. King earned it for a multitude of efforts, including work on chronic wasting disease, the ongoing process of developing an elk feed ground management plan, and his interaction with the Wyoming legislature. He was the recipient of the 2014 Employee of the Year Award for Wildlife Division and the 2016 Laramie Region Peer Recognition Award recipient. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Happy New Year. I'm Ray Hageman.